5 hours of summer once a week. Hey, 5 hours of summer one Saturday morning.
I'm Loki, and I am burdened with glorious purpose and TV show reviews. And I'm also Rashad, and I'm your host. It's time for Color Commentary, where we give you views from a different side. And I'm joined by my co-host, my compadre.
Chuck Taylor here, also with glorious purpose. Make sure you guys like and subscribe. We want to be in your lives, all in your lives.
That's right. Time now to talk about Loki. Ding 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 ding. So we have just recently finished the last episode of season 2 of Loki, and so we're going to talk about that right now, because that's what we do at Color Commentary. We comment on things. So, Mr. Chuck Taylor, why don't you go ahead and begin the commenting, sir? What you got? Season 2 of Loki.
I feel like I've done this about 1,000 times already. Like, I keep seeing myself, keep reliving the same thing. Yeah, you know, I don't know. This show.
See you soon.
The show was amazing. I'm going to just let that. It was amazing. Big ups to the writers, the producers, the directors, the actors, of course, Loki himself, what's your boy?
Tom Hiddleston. Owen Wilson, Mr. Jetski himself.
Yes, Jetski, but I'm talking about your boy, Kane. He did his thing
with Jonathan Majors. Timely.
Yes, Jonathan Majors. I enjoyed his timely. Was it Victor Timely? Was his name?
Yeah, Victor Timely.
I like how he did his what's the dude that always in the chair?
He who remains.
There you go.
So about 50% of the show so far, we've been helping you out here. So
basically, hey, this is a while. I gotta remember these names again. Like, who's this person? You know, that's part of my mystique over here. Not knowing them.
Right. That's what makes you mysterious. That's anybody's name.
His name.
Let's watch more. who else's name doesn't he know?
Oh, but yeah, this show had everything in it, man. It was like cool mystery. I really enjoyed this Loki interaction with the female Loki. I'm gonna just call her Sylvie. And see, I didn't ask for help. I just told Jocelyn to call her female Loki, but she gave me the name. So Sylvie, you know, having them two interact, seeing Loki like
hard-headed Loki.
Yeah. That one. I'm gonna kill him anyway. You'll never stop me. But yeah. Loki, Tom, that dude can act his ass off, man. Yeah. Like, that dude, he makes those scenes just, like, so impactful. Seeing just how much he cares about his fellow, like, time travel people, TVA officers, and, like, he getting to see in their lives, like, what they were doing once the unraveling happened with the timelines. And kind of jumped into like, oh, well, where each person came from the timeline, what were they doing? We had a doctor, we had one that was selling jet skis, we had one that was in prison, we had one that was a failed author. So it was kind of cool, and him bringing them all back in to try to fix that problem. And then at the end of it, understanding that he couldn't just fix the problem. Like, you know, Loki's like, he's always selfish. He's always been selfish. Mm. Like, all of his, anything he wants it for him. Like, it's always about me. And right. Even when he gets it, he messes it up and he blames somebody else for why he messed it up. So having him have to come full circle, I'm like, dang, I'm out. If I want this, I want these people that I care about you know, to be alive and be on the little alive, I gotta sacrifice mine. And that was pretty cool to see that you know, it just like brought up the, it just, I don't know, it put a nice bow on the show. Like, it ended really good with him taking the reins of, you know, I can't fix this thing. With the timelines being, you know, chilled off, because Kane already had it set up for his particular line to stay open, and it's going to kill all the other lines that are created. And he just couldn't fix it. Like, he just worked so hard. He was going back in time. He was learning all this physics. Like, I kept seeing, like, even when he had the part that was so cool was, like, when he had Victor Tommy, even though the mug kept getting messed up, like, 1,000 times. Like, that was coming up. I'm like, dang. He was like, ah! Another time. He just come back in. I was like, tighten that up. Hurry up, don't drop that. He was like, ah! Right. Seeing like, oh, the audience were all with them, and it was like, oh, they're about to get it. Oh, John, they got it, finally got it. He just figured it out, and then that shit still blew up. I'm like, damn, right. What you about to do now? I was like, he didn't fix it. He didn't do this like 1,000 times. It still ain't work. And then He Who Remains, bro, when he broke out of character, that gave me Kane bonds right there. But I was like, he was like, oh, how many times you done this? It was like just slick with it. He was just like, oh, okay. So, you know, what you gonna do? He's like, why you keep letting her kill you? And he's like, just stops her real quick and like rolls her back. And like, he's just like, this dude is like super, like a super god mode over here. Like, he just been playing around, you know, all these times. He's like, yeah, I ain't dying. You know, I know that I ain't gonna die. But what are you gonna do?
I didn't pick up on it initially. Like, I just knew, like, I didn't really care for He Who Remains in the first episode. I mean, the first season at the end. I just thought it was weird. But it's like, there's something about this one I like. Like, I like this one. And then I realized, yeah, you're right. He dropped character. He was like the Black He Remains. He was like, he was just chill. It's like, all right. He sat back in his chair a little bit. All right. You know, it's like the way he was talking, he was just chill. It's like, this guy I like.
Yeah, like, they need, it's like, that's why I was like, you know, they gotta give Jonathan Majors like the reins when they cast him as this character. Like, they keep like kind of put him in a box, so when he gets a chance to just like open his wings and like and be the king that we all want to see, like that mastermind, you know, type of chess piece over here, just like taking everybody out and always two or three steps ahead of everything. That's the type of king I want to see. Yeah. And like, just with the show, I learned this after watching the show, but it's like, I'm thinking that might be the king that we see in Quantumania. What's the Ant-Man show? Because it was like some theories, like he, way he talks about, you know, who he was. Some people call me this, some people call me Conqueror, some people call me it's like, and he like broke it down. I was like, you know what, that actually, because he's living forever, so it's like he could have been that particular person. And he was like, man, I'm tired of just going and blowing stuff up. I'm gonna just figure another way just to have this junk on auto repeat and do it that way. And then he kind of got stuck there, you know, having to be the person in the tower and watch everything because he can't really do nothing else. So I think he kind of felt like he was in prison almost, because he did taunt Loki about, hey, you don't sit in a big chair. Like, you know, that's where the real, you know, the real choices come. You can't be sitting there talking all the smack if you ain't over here willing to sit on this chair like I've been doing for I don't know how many years he's been there, you know. And then Loki had like, oh, well, you know, I'm ready. I've been slipping for about 10,000 years now, so I'm ready to go. I mean, got God mode. And that scene with him walking out there and grabbing things, and he turned into his full Loki stuff.
Boys, now, yes, now they
got, yeah, they got him the Loki. What's the story? What's the story of Loki?
God of stories.
Like, I like the title of that. It was a beautiful show. I enjoyed it all.
Okay. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of good stuff about it. You know, back when we were in Amway, that's how Chuck and I first met, we had this thing called being Sny-Up, which means that you are susceptible to the negative influence of other people. And I guess I've been P-opped Spiop, because I am susceptible to the positive influences of other people. Because, you know, the more that I hear people talk about it, it's like, all right, you know, I'm liking this a lot more. And I did like it. I did like this. However, I find myself at the very end of Loki, feeling some type of way about it. I really did. Maybe I was the only person. Perhaps I'm going to tell you the things I liked about it, and then I'm going to tell you the things I didn't like, so you guys can agree with me fully, because I know that you will once you think about it, once the emotional high comes down. I will say, the standpoint of Loki himself was a great story. From top to bottom, it made so much sense. He came in, very first thing, first time he shows up in Avengers, I am Loki. I even remember this. Like, it meant something to me. You know, I am Loki, and I am burdened with glorious purpose. I love that line. Like, that line is just, like, so strong. And then at the beginning of this show, that's the same thing, has his same thinking, you know. And he wants to become, you know, Owen Wilson makes fun of him. It's like, and then what? What are you going to do then? Yeah, I'm the king of space. You want to become the king of space? You know, but he at the end, he gets what he wanted, but it's not what he wanted, but it's what he has to do. This is so much character growth. I love it. And again, like you said, in terms of his acting, man, like that last scene where he's sitting there on the throne with his crown on, but that smile is like, I got what I want. But this is not what I wanted. It's like he's able to convey so much without saying a word. You know what I mean? Like, some people, they have to tell you how they feel. You could just see it on his face. Same thing when the loom first exploded, and you just see him just like, oh crap, it's coming. And it's like, he's just so subtle but so good at being able to express. So in terms of Loki himself, I really loved it. And then so that's everything I was going to say. And then I told you, and I said about the black, he remains, you know, he should remain black. I liked him. And Victor Thomas started to grow on me. I didn't like him initially with his, you know, the power of the universe is what are we doing, man?
Everybody was talking about him too, even what was the last variant,
Oh, the He Who Remains?
He Who Remains was talking. He was like, oh, you Victor Timely. He like started stuttering all the day. Everybody been killing Victor, bro. He got messed up like a billion times.
Dang. Yeah. His character grew on me after when we going to get to the fourth episode. And I love, bro, I absolutely love when he died that first time. Bro, I was not prepared. I hate that somebody spoiled it for me a little bit, because they were like, right before I watched the episodes and I posted on Facebook, they're like, oh, so I guess Marvel is literally cutting ties with Jonathan Majors. I'm like, oh crap, they don't kill them all. So I had some idea that that was going to happen, but it still caught me off guard, because the way that it happened, he's like, I'm good. Dang. Yes. But I did have some problems with it, because I felt like the show had built up, you know, some of the characters around it, particularly in that fifth episode. They built up characters to be important, and then they kind of left the storylines just there. Like, prime example is Victor Timely himself. Yes, in the last episode, you see the little kid not get the book. Okay, cool. But what about the adult Victor Timely? Like, what happened to him? Did they just put him back? What happened with him? Like, is he a Kang? Is he not a Kang? They just kind of dropped that. What about Miss Minutes and Ravonna? They built up this whole thing about, you know, seems like Ravonna and Kang were like lovers or something like that, and then Miss Minutes got the let the secret out, and so they were really kind of delving into that. I mean, they were really like, what, fourth episode, like going hard on that. I mean, they were literally just slaughtered a whole room full of people.
Yeah.
And then they just kind of did nothing with that. You know, like the resolution to that was Loki walking into the room. It's like, Miss Minutes, I know you're mad, but I need your help. She's like, wait. And that was it.
Yeah.
Okay, they just kind of, yeah, you see them like talking about her at the end, but I mean, but they just kind of dropped it. And same thing with Ravonna Renslayer. To me, it's an obvious setup that she's going to show up someplace else. She's going to be important in other episodes. I mean, in other things associated with the Marvel Universe. They can't just end her story there. But just how they set her up as far as being so important, you know, being upset, and they just kind of dropped it. B-15, you know, she was a nurse or something like that. I guess they did an okay. No, that's sorry. She's a doctor. I'm so sorry. I guess they did a decent job with her. But OB, you know, he's the one that created the TVA, kind of. You know, it's just like they made all these characters so important, and then they really didn't have any real good ending for them. They just kind of were there at the end because of Loki's actions. That was the thing for me that really just kind of threw me off. Same thing with Sylvie. Did we see Sylvie at the end?
Killing he who? Oh, what? Yeah. She was at the end. Remember, she when Speedball dude wanted to get out. He said he was gonna go figure out what he was gonna do next. She was right beside him at his when he was looking at his family.
Okay.
And then she left him and said that she got herself to do type of thing.
Okay. So these I boiled it down to two main complaints. What happened with those characters? But also the main complaint is Kang. Okay. If this show did not have Kang in it at all, if He Who Remains was just some completely unrelated character, then to me this show would have been even better. Because it's a self-contained show. But I feel like if they almost tried to pigeonhole Kang stuff in here. So it's like at the end of episode 6, this is the first time that you actually hear Kang in the Marvel Universe. Episode 6, the first season, right? He Remains shows up. Oh, and you know, Nathaniel Richards meet this variants, and then they try to kill each other, and they caused a multiversal war. You know, okay, Kang's all over the place, right? Cool. And then there's a whole thing, all right, if we kill him, then there's going to be a whole bunch of Kang showing up. Okay, so they're building suspense. Then Sylvie kills him, Captain Hard-Headed. <kills him. laughs> And then the next thing you know, Loki is someplace where there's a statue of Kang. So you're like, oh man, the Kangs are coming. Like, so this season should have been picking up on the cliffhanger of the first season, which was the Kangs. And in the first episode, you even see the wall of Kangs. But then you find out, nah, he didn't go to a different universe. He just went back in time. And it's not really Kang. It's He Who Remains had always been there, but he tried to cover his stuff up. And then no mention of Kang really in the second episode. Victor Timely shows up. I had no real mention of Kang. No real mention of Kang at all. The only time you hear Kang at all is when you get to the sixth episode of the second season. And when Loki and He Remains are talking, he's like, oh, by the way, you know my Kangs are still out there. That's it. He just name dropped them. They literally didn't have to have the second season at all in terms of Kang. So again, if Loki were a self-contained show, not having anything to do with Kang, then that would make perfect sense. But them adding that in there that as a big cliffhanger, and then you don't deliver on the cliffhanger, like that part, that definitely bothered me. Because, you know, I'm at the point with the MCU in general, I just don't like the fact that they're putting out these things that are not really related. I think that is what has hurt so many people, is that they could be related. It's not that they're so far removed from each other that the shows don't make, you know, they don't fit together at all. These shows could fit together, but they just decide not to make them fit together. All you need is just little Easter eggs, characters that show up from one show to the next or something like that. But they just refuse to do it. And so therefore, it's a lack of direction. And that's how I felt at the end of Loki. It's like, that was really cool that Loki is now, you know, holding the whole multiverse together. You know, he's got the whole world in his hands. Like, that's cool. But what does that have to do with the multiverse of war? What does that mean now? Like, is He Who Remains not there anymore? Like, you know, that's the part. So that was the part I didn't like. The quality of the show, I got to give him props to that, but I just didn't like that. So I know you want to rebut. So what you got?
I don't really much gonna say rebut. I thought that, you know, I see what you mean with the cane. I don't know. I thought the show did really well, so I didn't really find anything that I was negatively affected by. I mean, I knew they kind of probably had some changes with the Kang stuff, but just mainly because of how Jonathan Majors' personal life type of stuff was going on. So they were like, hey, we gotta kind of make sure we're kind of covered in this situation just in case he can't finish it or we can't move forward with this. So I think that's why they kept the Kang stuff in there, like, hey, this is my variants are gonna, you know, are already here type of thing. And since we already know they're outside of time and space, so they're not really trimming them. Even though they did say, like, they said a little thing with the TVA talking about the Kang that was with I think on Ant-Man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said, but it seems like they got that one on wraps or type of thing. Like they took care of them. So hearing that, so I see how they kept them in there. So if they do bring them more to a prominent role once everything gets settled, you know, they can go that way, or they can just say, hey, the TVA is taking care of him and he has a less of a major role and they can pivot to something else, you know. So I hear Dr. Doom, that's all I keep hearing is Dr. Doom, and especially with the Secret Wars or the multiverse or whatever, he had a big comic book connection to that particular I guess with the multiverse of Secret Wars, like he's like the puppet master type of thing. With that's based off what I've heard from other YouTubers or, you know, reading articles or so like that. So I guess I kind of want to see what's going on. I like Jonathan Majors. I want to see him really bring Kang to life and get the, you know, the full gist of his character, kind of like how we saw with Thanos, because, you know, Thanos didn't do nothing for like 12 years before we actually had him say something on the screen. Mm. Felt like it was like 12 years or like 10 years. Like, talking about the end of Avengers, we wait like another 3, 4, 5 years, and then he got to talk a little bit on Guardians of the Galaxy, I think.
Mm-hmm. He actually wasn't all that threatening in Guardians of the Galaxy either.
Yeah, and he did. And then, yeah, people talking junk to him. Right. So, and then he kind of came in on the Infinity War, and I was like, oh, this dude is that dude. Like, yeah, when we saw what he did the Hulk up on like the first 10 minutes of the show, I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Okay. And he out here just killing cats, taking power stones out of people's heads like that. I'm like, oh, okay, this dude is a beast.
But so, see, the difference is, see, in that 4 or 5 years, whatever time period it was, we had like 6 movies. Yeah. But in like the last 2 years, we've had like 10 movies and TV shows. So even though it's been even a shorter period of time, it feels like it's been longer. You know what I mean? So it's like they got to understand, they got to build. If they're going to produce so much stuff, they're going to have to ramp it up faster. You know?
Yeah, you're right. So, but all in all, I really like the show, though. So I think that's definitely the best one. I know we did a poll on our page. I think Loki was the top one, I believe. At least last I looked, it was close to that one and the Winter Soldier and Falcon show.
Yeah, I was surprised that many people had that one. I mean, I thought it was a decent show, but to me, I'm surprised that WandaVision wasn't up there, because we were all talking about WandaVision, like social media. Twitter was on fire, bruh, at work when Pietro showed up. That's all. What does this mean? That's everybody was like.
Everybody is so focused on how to bring X-Men. We saw that on your Marvel. So you saw me in there. Like, I was excited when I saw just some X-Men. Like, there goes Beast. Like, okay, I'm excited now. I want to see what they're going to do. But I wasn't like I was with WandaVision, though. I think that probably was the pandemic thing. The pandemic did have a big thing. We couldn't go nowhere. Everybody kind of felt like this is a, like, we're all watching it together type of thing, because we can't go outside. Mm-hmm. Watch these shows on Disney Plus, you know? So maybe that was it.
I think that Marvel has kind of fumbled the bag just a little bit, not a tremendous amount on the X-Men, but a little bit. Like, definitely when you first saw Pietro in WandaVision, everybody was going crazy. But then they turned that into what is his name? Boner, a boner joke. They turned it into a dick joke. Yeah. So it's like, all right, so that brings down the level a little bit. All right, we're still good, but dang, like y'all really kind of, that's kind of messed up right there. Okay, then was it a Multiverse of Madness? That was pretty cool. You know, you brought, okay, Professor X is here. Yeah. All right, that's cool. Oh, y'all don't straight up murdered this dude.
Y'all murdered him so bad too. Y'all the face ripped apart in the dream. Y'all don't have to do my boy like that.
Like it didn't branch into something else. Like he's dead. Like, okay, I guess. So that means to me, they could have killed off a lot of people. But by killing off Professor X, that means that, okay, so I guess it's not gonna be Captain Picard. It's gonna be, you know, the next one. It's gonna be somebody else. You know, they could have brought in Morph from the cartoon, who's not really a real character, and just killed him, you know what I mean? and then they made Kamala Khan a mutant. You know? Like, okay. Just kind of easing it down a little bit. So it's like, it's not as high. The fever is not as high as quite as it was. So, but they still have an opportunity with us to get that done. Just don't fumble the bag. But anyway, what do you guys think? Leave a review, comments, blah, blah, blah. Subscribe to Survive. Views from a different side. Run out of battery. Peace.
Peace.
5 hours of summer, once a week. Hey. 5 hours of summer, one Saturday morning.